The 25th Ouray Ice Festival begins on Thursday. The festival is, according to their website, an absolute ice climbing mecca, and hundreds will gather in the town for a celebration of ice climbing. We have someone joining us today who's instrumental to the festival for the work he does behind the scenes. Tim Folks is an ice farmer at the Ouray Ice Park. Tim, welcome to Colorado Edition.
Thank you for having me.
Could you start by describing the Ouray Ice Park for us?
Absolutely. Just a little bit of an overview of the greater Ouray area, the San Juan Mountains, Red Mountain Pass. We have tons and tons of natural ice climbing formations all over the area. One of the greatest natural ice climbing venues in the world. And then nestled right above the town of Ouray is a man-made ice climbing park in the Uncompahgre Gorge, where we actually manufacture ice for the public to climb. And it's like a perfect place for all levels of people, from brand new up to the very advanced, to come and try their skills in a variety of fashions.
You are an ice farmer at the park. Help me picture this. What does an ice farmer do?
As I said, this is a man-made facility. So we have an extensive plumbing system built where we get an approved amount of water from the Ouray City Water Supply. Once the Ouray City Water Supply tanks are full, overflow, runoff, which usually just runs into the Uncompahgre Gorge, we can harness in our plumbing system, and then we run that water throughout the park on top of the cliffs, and then at nighttime, we fire up the plumbing, fill it with water. We don't pump the water. It's all pressure up and down the park, and then we have a series of shower heads and drains, which we fluctuate to create ice. Natural ice is made by dribbling water behind the ice, and then eventually it just grows and grows and grows. We do two things. We do that. We run water on the cliff sides, dribbling water, and then on the outside we have shower heads, and so we can build ice from the back and from the outside in, too. So we can build it rather quickly if temperatures are on our side.
So, I mean, it almost looks like a waterfall for people who haven't pictured this before.
Absolutely.
A frozen waterfall.
A frozen one, yes.
So what makes ice good for climbing? I mean, how do you make it good for climbing?
Basically, it just has to get to a point of a certain thickness to where the climber can trust it, to where it can support the weight of a climber. It's really hard to describe because we get this question a lot. I've been personally ice climbing for 20 years, and people ask this, how do you trust it? How do you know? It comes with experience and it comes with time. And when you swing your ice tool into it and you kick your crampons into it, which are the sharp things on your feet,
right?
It makes sounds. If it sounds hollow or if it's a solid thunk and anywhere in between, you have an idea of if that's going to support your weight or if it's not. And then you make choices based on experience and your level of what risk you're willing to accept, and then you go from there.
And is the solid thunk what you want, mostly?
The solid thunk is what you want. One tricky part about the ice park, which is very different from natural ice, is it takes a while to get that solid thunk. The reason why is because we spray water, we make water from the outside in with the shower head, so our ice is known to be very aerated in places, and so it takes a while for that stuff to thicken up. But we just keep making ice and making ice and making ice, and then our park patrons, the people that come to enjoy this facility, they climb it, knock a lot of ice down, and eventually the climbs get to a place where they're very trustworthy, very strong, and very fun.
I wanted to ask you about the dangers of this as a sport or activity. I picture slipping and falling, but you know, we're hearing about a woman who tragically was killed in an avalanche near Ouray over the last few days. Is that kind of incident typical?
It is not. That was, let me back up really quick. That is, we all deal with the objective hazards and the inherent risks of playing in the mountains in the wintertime and the summertime, too. It's very real. It's a dangerous environment. We're the most avalanche-prone state, and we're the most avalanche-prone area here in the San Juan Mountains. We're the most dangerous snowpack in the world. And it just so happened that an ice pillar broke. Don't know all the details on that, but then it propagated an avalanche that then then caused that incident to take a tragic turn. Those dangers are always prevalent and always very real, but that's not necessarily a common occurrence. Avalanches seem to be more prevalent with backcountry skiing and snowboarding and snowmobiling, ice climbing. However, you do need to pay attention because, especially in the backcountry, wherever the water flows, snow also is going to flow. So with that said, it's another reason why a lot of people really like the Duray Ice Park. We have zero avalanche danger. The backcountry is dangerous, you can always climb here.
Tim Folks is an ice farmer at the Duray Ice Park. Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for bringing this information to the people.
And the annual Ice Festival begins Thursday and runs through Sunday. You can find more information and see a few great photos at KUNC.org.